the problems is that getting information from Ethiopia is harder and harder because a lot of our sources are actually scared to speak out, which really is indicative of the conditions of press freedom in Ethiopia today. But the case in point, what we've been able to ascertain, is that there was a journalist from a magazine called Muslim Affairs. He's the chief editor, Yusuf Kitacho, who has now been, as you said, in detention for over 3 weeks. And we're not clear of the charges for his arrest.
Why do you think he may have been targeted, as well as looking at the overall Muslim reporting? Why do you think the Muslim journalists are being targeted overall?
One thing I should quickly throw in there is that, according to our sources, Ethiopia has a very good record of kind of religious tolerance. You know, Muslims and Christians seem to work quite well together. So it is surprising that there's been this targeting of the Muslim press. I think it's largely to do with the protests which started in January. Many Muslims felt that the government was interfering too much with the sort of the appointments of the Islamic Council and other issues. These protests have really gained momentum throughout the months, and magazines such as Muslim Affairs have been covering the protests and you know, to some extent supporting the protesters, and we believe that's the reason for this crackdown.
How are journalists responding to this?
It sort of depends who you're speaking to. I mean, the Ethiopian press in the diaspora, particularly in Washington, D.C., which, generally speaking, I don't want to say completely, but generally speaking, is often in opposition to the government, has been very vocal and supportive of the Muslim press, whether it be Christians or Muslims speaking out. However, the journalists within the country are quite cowed and quite silent about it. And again, I believe this is indicative of the times for the press in Ethiopia. I've spoken to a lot of local journalists, both in Ethiopia and outside Ethiopia, over the past few weeks, and they all tell me the same thing, that they simply have not seen press freedom conditions this bad in their country for at least a decade. And what we're facing now is probably worse than what happened in the post-election crackdown in 2005.
How is this crackdown affecting the way coverage is being done there in Ethiopia?
The international community, as well as the local community, simply aren't getting the facts, getting the news. I mean, look, it's been over 4 weeks that Meles Zenawi has been missing. So far, no one has been able to give us an accurate report of where he is. I mean, whether he's recovering in a hospital or on holiday or wherever. I think it's very indicative of how this crackdown on the press basically creates a vacuum of accurate information. And, of course, the danger with that is that people start relying on speculation and rumors.
Do you think this is largely what is going on now, especially in the case of the Prime Minister, Meles Zenawi?
I think the health conditions of Meles Zenawi are very indicative of this kind of information vacuum that's occurring in Ethiopia. And as you say, you know, more and more media reports are relying on speculation rather than fact, especially the online media. It's just gone kind of rife with rumors. We're told everything that he's, to the worst, that he's actually died several weeks ago, or the others that say he's in critical condition in a hospital in Belgium. While others say he's simply on holiday and just needs to relax. So until we finally get some sort of access to genuine information and a much more press-friendly government, I fear that we'll never know.
Regarding the Muslim journalists, I understand that you all have tried to reach the Ethiopian government to get their side of the story, and there has been no response. Is that correct?
Yeah, I tried usual contacts in the communications department, but I get the impression that there's a lot going on in the Ethiopian government at the moment, and perhaps they're just simply busy. But, you know, we'll keep on trying to talk and dialogue with them. I should hasten to point out that CPJ had quite a fruitful meeting with the Ethiopian government roughly a month and a half ago when we visited Addis. So, you know, it's not as if that we're cut off from communication, not at all. I don't believe it's anything that serious.